following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hi there, Refuge family and all those out there in internet land. It's Michael Rogers here for another thankful Thursday. I hope you're having a good day so far, and if it's good or if it's not good, I hope it gets better. I hope you will be totally blessed today, and I'm just looking forward to what God is going to do in all of our lives as things continue to progress and change in times. I'm thinking right now about the opening up of life, it seems, here in the United States, particularly in Southern California. It's different in different parts of the country. We're dealing with lots of different types of policies and politics, obviously. You know, you've all experienced it, you all see it. Hopefully you're not watching the news too much. I like to keep in touch with some of the things that are happening, but I find that if I watch the news too much, it's not good for me. It's not healthy. It tends to skew my thinking, even when I try not to let it. And so, but what is good is to stay in the Word. And that is good news. That's the good news that we have been given to us by our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit inspiring those to write the Old and the New Testament. And when I'm in the Word, I certainly don't have the same attitude, feelings, thoughts that I do when I watch the, I'll call it the bad news, or just the glim news, the dark news, the cloudy news, all of those things. I'm just so grateful for God's Word. It's such a blessing. I had a blessing the other day. I was with a woman who is my spiritual godmother, I call her. Her name is Geraldine Vallier, and just an incredible godly woman. Her husband is Pastor Fern Vallier, and he has gone home to be with the Lord fairly recently, within recent years. But she is 95 years old, and she continues to be such a prayer warrior and just a loving woman, and always has been. It's helped me through some struggles and times as well, her and her husband, in times being able to go and counsel with them and just pray. And then knowing that they were praying for me was always a blessing. I asked her the other day when I was with her, I said, if you could tell, give anybody any advice, if you could speak to the world or any Christians or non-Christians, what would you tell them? And her, without much hesitation at all, she responded by saying, get and stay in the Word. The Word of God. The Word of God has the answers. It has the things that we need. It may not open up answers to us in every way, shape, or form for every little thing that's going on in our life, but it has the answers that we need. And that's the good news. And so His Word is just precious. I'm so grateful for it. I was reading in the book of Philemon, and I did a little study on it just last weekend in the book of Philemon, which is a small book. Sometimes I call it Philemon because it's interesting that the way that some names are in the book, and we're not exactly sure always how they're pronounced. But Philemon is a book that a lot of people who aren't in the Word may not, or aren't in the Word often, may not even know it's there. I asked the senior living residents of the place that I shared with them on the book of Philemon, if any of them, and they're all in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, if any of them remembered the book of Philemon or had ever studied it before, and nobody raised their hand out of almost 20 people there. None of them had really read the book of Philemon. And there, it's a very short book. As a matter of fact, it's probably more like a short letter, or might even be considered like a postcard from Paul to a friend of his, a person that he had high regard for, and a person that, from best we can tell, he led to the Lord. And so it's a nice look at a personal letter that was written to a person, specific person, with some specific intention on it, and it was beautiful. And just like the rest of the Word of God, it has an abundance of meaning in it for us, and abundance of application. I'm not going to go through all of that right now because this is supposed to be somewhat short. But the book of Philemon, I want to encourage you to go take a look at it when you get a chance. It's just before Hebrews and just after Titus. It's squeezed in between there, and you can easily pass by it without even recognizing it being there. But a couple of things that I see in there, and this is one of the things that was that stood out to me a lot this week when I was thinking about it, or even last week studying it. He starts out and he says, "This is a letter from Paul, a prisoner, for preaching the good news about Jesus Christ, and from our brother Timothy." So Paul's in prison at this time. We believe he's in Rome, in the Roman prison under guard at this time, and he's writing, and he has Timothy with him. And he says, "I'm writing to Philemon, our beloved co-worker, and to our sister, Apphia, and to our fellow soldier, Archippus," and I might have messed up those names, but in any case, he says, "and to the church that meets in your house." And of course, we know that the church building as we see it today really didn't become something very, it wasn't used or prevalent at that time. Until probably the second century. And so a couple of hundred years after Christianity is when we started seeing churches sprout up and being built. I'm sitting right now in a part of church, what we would call church. Actually, we are the church, you and I. Christians, believers are actually the church. And yet they used to meet in homes. And so this was a person, Philemon, believed to live in Colossae. And he near Ephesus, and Paul's writing to him because he has a home church going on, and there's lots of those that are going on even to this day, many hundreds of years, or actually 1,000 years later. So we have churches actually springing up in people's homes or home Bible studies, and here at Refuge, and I'm in this place called the Family Room. A really nice part of the building that's here at Refuge in Huntington Beach. It's just one of those places that it was a good place for me to get away and do this today. It's a good place to come and read the Word. But Refuge itself is a church or a fellowship that has a lot of home fellowships. And that's something that's encouraged greatly here by the pastors, all the pastoral staff all over, and the rest of the staff here. Connect groups is what we call them oftentimes here, and you can find them on our website. Really want to encourage you to look it up and look them up. And we're hoping that there's going to be a lot more of them in the future. Now that things have opened up and we have people coming back to church on a much more what we'd call normal or regular basis, and we're able to fellowship as we were prior to the pandemic. It's still a crucial part of the body of Christ is to meet in home fellowships. We see that that was happening back then. Paul writing to Philemon at that time about it. We have a lot of them going on. Currently, some of them had to take breaks or they were doing Zooms or other things online in order not to meet all together in the same room. But some of them are able to get back together again, and that's been a real blessing. And we're hoping that we're going to see more of them, particularly since we have a program called Rooted that is it's developing small groups that may continue on in one form or fashion that would allow others to join in that could have home fellowships. And not that we get away from corporately gathering together here at Refuge, which is a wonderful facility and lots of resources for us to have events and to have our studies on the weekends as well as during the week. There's always something going on here, it seems. Also, many ministries that go out from here as far as missions and the things that we do to serve the community. A lot of community involvement here with the Refuge family. I love how this sign back here says the Family Room. And that's because at Refuge, there is such a family vibe. If you've been here for very long, or if you've come here for very often, or even just a little bit, if you haven't felt that family vibe, then maybe it's time for you to look into a Connect group as well. It's just a good way to get to know people on a little bit more intimate basis, in the sense that you're a small group. A lot of times it gets a negative connotation about cliques and those kind of things like that. Well, clique isn't necessarily a bad word, but a small group and getting to know people a little bit closer than you would be able to than if you sat by them in church and then just happened to say goodbye at the end of the service and didn't see them again for a whole week. This allows you to connect, and it's really important. I think it's one of those things that Refuge to me has promoted since my wife and I came here some 8 years ago, 9 years ago. And it's just, there's such a family vibe in this place here when we come, and we love that. But we also are connected where we go to a home fellowship. And that has, through our walk in the years that we've been in the last 25 to 30 years, that has been essential in our walk, is to be able to connect with smaller groups of people, as well as the large group of people. But the smaller groups of people have developed into some friendships that are just life lasting and so important in our walk. So I want to encourage you to do that. When you get a chance, check out the book of Philemon as well. And come to Refuge. We're opening up. Things are feeling a lot better as far as being somewhat normal. And you should feel safe to come to church. It's a safe place. And we have a lot of resources, a lot of opportunity to get connected and to make you feel connected. And that's an important part of people's lives, is to feel connected. So let's get connected. Read the Word, as my dear Geraldine Valier, we call her Mama Jerry, as she says, and she is so right on when she talks about the most important thing. If there was anything I could encourage you to do, is that is to be in the Word of God. Now, our pastors here are in the Word every Sunday and Wednesday, Saturday nights as well. We have Bible studies throughout the week that you can get into the Word. It's so important, and it's such a blessing and a benefit if you can do that. So encouraging you to do that. Check out the small groups. Hopefully we're going to see a lot more of them hooked up on online, and we'll have them on our website soon. God bless you all, and may you have a very thankful Thursday.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life